Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. In studio with me right now is Jennifer and Stacy from the Dragon Boat Festival. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about Dragon Boat Fest.
Absolutely. It's coming up October 12th, and it is in its 10th year. It is a really fun race down Bayview Park by Tahar. And it benefits this year two different charities, Gulf Coast Kids House, of which I'm a part of, and then the Escambia County School Foundation. And it is put on by our friends at Northeast Pensacola, Sertoma.
Okay. So for those not familiar, tell me a little bit about the Dragon Boat itself. What is it? What does it look like?
Well, the actual boat holds 20 people. Mm-hmm. So it's very big, very long. It's perfect for team building, teamwork, all kinds of people. But literally it's a race of dragon boats. So the dragon boats go down the water, people paddle. It's literally like a minute race, but it's very fun.
Very competitive.
Competitive. That's the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Very competitive. I mean, there's teams that have won several years over and they want to keep their status, so
it's very hard to beat the triathletes out of Zarzur Law.
Yeah. they've been the top for many years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Caldwell and Associates there in the beginning, mm-hmm. and then Zarzur triathletes just kill us every year.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. So companies can get together, organizations, volunteer groups. We have military that come out, and they literally put there all day racing. They get three races and it's to see who's the fastest.
Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned about 20 people in the boat, and I know there's a drummer involved and there's a steering captain or something.
Yes. So Dynamic Dragon Boat Racing is a company we hire that brings the boats down to us, and they travel all over the country, and they bring the steerers, so you're not alone on the boat. Like, they give you guidance and tell you how to paddle all these things. But there's 20 people plus one drummer, and the drummer leads the beat, keeps the paddling in motion, keeps the team motivated to run that race as fast as they can.
And so, I honestly think the drummer is one of the scariest positions, because they're sitting on a piece of wood that's no wider than my hand. And they're having to balance and beat this drum. And every time, there's a lot of force in a dragon boat. So every time you heave forward or a wave hits, they've got to keep balanced. That is a position I never want to do.
Yeah. But they're the key to if you don't have a drummer, you're not going to paddle strong enough to win. So it's a key component to this race. And we also do contests throughout the day, best drummer, best outfit, best t-shirt, things like that. So the drummer not only keeps the boat going, they also have to dress up in whatever their theme of their team is.
So it's a great festival, even for people that aren't in the dragon boat. We have food trucks, vendors, all sorts of activities. There are bleachers set up so you can watch the excitement on the water. So it's just a great way to spend a Saturday. It's got a real tailgate feel to it.
Yeah.
And there are usually thousands of people out there watching this.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So I know that the teams themselves, especially for people who might be considering this for the first time and it might seem a little daunting, they do get chances to practice.
Yes. So the week before, the boats will actually come in on Monday, and there's practices starting. I actually printed out the practice schedule.
They start next
Monday night.
So it's coming up.
It's coming up, and they start at 4, and they go 4, 5, and 6 each night. So each team is guaranteed 2 practices. So, if you're about to join a team or you're on a team, we encourage to practice, because you want to learn how to paddle in sync. That's kind of a key component, is getting together. That's where the team building comes in, because you have to in sync your strokes and make sure everything is in line, so you're working together to push this huge, very heavy boat.
Yeah. Even if you can't practice with your team, getting out there and practicing in a boat is important. And we're also doing our captain's meeting this Thursday. That'll be at the Ruby Slipper from 6 to 8. That's where all the captains come, pick up their packets, get their instructions. We as the charities will mention a few things about our charities and why this fundraiser is so important for us.
Okay. Is there still room for people to register and be part of a team?
Oh, of course. Of course. We can take teams up to... I would encourage doing it before next week so you get a practice. And if somebody just wants to come out and paddle and volunteer, we may have a hole here and there where they need to fill in on a team. So there's that option as well. We're still accepting teams, sponsors, volunteers.
Food trucks. We still have a couple openings for food trucks for any of those folks out there that might want to spend the Saturday with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So this is sponsored by Northeast Pensacola Sertoma. Can one of you talk about Sertoma and what they do in the community?
So the Northeast Pensacola Sertoma is a group of gentlemen that literally give back to the community. All the money they raise goes to whatever charity for whichever event they're doing. Their two big events are Dragon Boat Festival, which is obviously in October, and then Hogfest. So, and they do other community service and work all throughout, but that's the whole point of this organization is to do community and to give back to their community, and big events is how they do it.
It's an all male club. They've donated over $20 million in our community since they were founded in 1988. And they really are a fun group of guys, and, they make big events like this look seamless and really just exist to give back to charities in the community.
And you mentioned Gulf Coast Kids House and the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation. Talk to me a little bit about how those funds raised will support those efforts.
So for Gulf Coast Kids House, we are a local organization serving local children that are impacted by child abuse. And so while we work with a lot of state agencies, they have their own state funding, but we rely heavily on private funding in our community. Each year, about 75% of our funding comes from events like Dragon Boat Festival and individual donors. And those dollars right now, we are focusing our efforts on mental health, not only for the child victims, but also for adults that were impacted by child abuse that never got a chance at recovery. So that's where funds like this will go to support.
All right, perfect. So is your team going to have a team in the Dragon Boat?
We do, yes. And I'm always in the front, which is good because you don't have to worry about whacking someone else with your paddle.
All right, perfect. So is there admission charges and things like that for teams that want to sign up?
Yes, it depends on if you're a nonprofit or what level you are. But there is a fee, and that's where the money comes in that we raise that pays for all the expenses and gives back to the nonprofit. So
no charge for observation, though.
Right. You can come. The festival's open and free. You can come in and partake in any aspect of it that you want.
Families are welcome. So talk to me about kids' activities that might be available for families.
Definitely. We have face painting, I believe, this year. And there's many vendors and things that always have something to offer. And then obviously we're at Bayview Park, so there's playground and areas like that. So there's lots of kids activities throughout the park that many people are doing. So it'll be a beautiful day for any and all.
All right, perfect. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense. What you do on the field, every part of it matters.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles host the Clemson Tigers this Saturday night for a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
Clemson takes on FSU at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Bands on the Beach in October means the season is starting to wind down. Every Tuesday night at 7, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, you've been able to enjoy great live music on Pensacola Beach. This week, the Blind Mullets take the stage. They're from Perdido Key, and they play everything from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Lenny Kravitz. It's Bands on the Beach tonight at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Charlie Hustle, Pete Rose passing away, and the likelihood that he will be put in the Hall of Fame, depriving him of enjoying that during his lifetime. We also talked about Gen Z and why so many employers are firing new graduates. John Kerry says the First Amendment is what is keeping us from developing consensus around climate change. Of course, the vice presidential debate, and Sheriff Simmons talked with us about local crime issues. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. In the studio with me is Jennifer and Stacy from the Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival, and we were talking a little bit about the charities that benefit, Gulf Coast Kids House being one of them, and also the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation. Tell me about that.
So the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation supports the schools and the school district, a lot of the teachers, so that the kids have a better experience at school. So a lot of the money that comes from Dragon Boat will go to a program that they have, Tools for Teachers, where the teachers can actually get school supplies. There's a lot of the money that's specific for that. So they literally put in an order, go pick it up. And then also Grants for Excellence, where the teachers throughout the community and the county can apply for grants for specific programs within their classroom, their school, their district. And those grants pay for whatever they need that project for the year. Mm-hmm. So the money goes directly back to the school district. So in some form or fashion.
You had mentioned that the Dragon Boat races are highly competitive. Yes. You mentioned Zarzar Law is always on tap. So tell me about some of the other teams, because if people hear one team's involved, maybe there's going to be a little competitive
exactly.
edge here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Navy Federal Credit Union has been obviously a strong player in this since the beginning. We have a great group called Bells of Fire. It's actually women that travel together across the country in RVs that do this. Or no, that's Sisters on the Fly,
But we they're one of the two all ladies crews, and they are both powerhouses. They come to play.
Yeah, their costumes are always great. With Sisters on the Fly, they actually rent a beach house here every week, and they do an auction to fundraise for their team as well.
So let me jump in there. Sisters on the Fly, actually, every year, there's an online competition as far as fundraising as well. Every year they win. Every year they get their entry paid for the next year because they are the highest fundraiser.
Oh, wow.
And they come in, they have their own dragon. They are decked out in a full out. The whole team is full outfits. And they literally, like Stacy said, they have all over the country. They have members and they just travel and do things like this. Mm-hmm. They do events and they do, but they are one of our biggest online fundraisers. Yeah. And it's an all-woman team, too. So.
They're phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Innisfree Hotels is joining us again this year with the school foundation. They're bringing in the PTAs and Alstock Witkin, Kreese, and Overholtz, which I can never say well. And Stoa Architects as well are coming in.
Yeah, and they've all been here for a few years, those teams.
And Zarzar, and we at the kids' house are always like a mismatch of a team. We try to fill a boat of 20 people, which can be challenging. So we usually are the least pulled together team. Yeah.
And you don't have to be athletic to be on a team. No. Like that's where some people get a little nervous about that, but you can be of any walk of life and learn how to paddle.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you have, you know, you, they, the group that comes in tells you where to put the stronger people, and there's a whole strategy to it. So anybody can do it. Anybody.
Absolutely. It's all about staying in sync. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, you don't have to be an athlete for this, for sure.
Sounds good. How many teams are going to be competing, and how many open spots are left?
We have 22 teams right now, but we could still add more. We still have room.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody wants to come, we have plenty of room to add a few more teams.
All right. Perfect. Sponsors?
Yes.
Let's talk about sponsors.
Please. We definitely want to thank our platinum sponsors, Penn Air Federal Credit Union, and then, of course, right where we're sitting, News Radio 1620 and Cat Country 98.7. A list of all our other sponsors can be found on the Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival website. You just scroll down on that front page. But we are super grateful for everyone that's chosen to support this festival.
Yeah, so we had talked a little bit about vendors and food options. Mm-hmm. So let's add to that. So who's going to all be there?
So as far as food vendors, we have Anna's Cafe, All About Boba, Tintin's Oriental Food, Kona Ice, Travelin' Tom's, Popcorn King, Angie's Sweets, 850 Barbecue, Back Porch Grill, and Cactus Flower is bringing this their truck this year. So, and we still have room for a couple more if anybody else wanted to jump in that has a food truck, wants to get some exposure.
Awesome. Yeah, my kids are big fans of the boba. Mm-hmm. So,
I think mine.
Yeah. I'm sure they would be there. So you said you have spots still available. How do people connect with you on that?
They can actually go right to the website, and there's a link on there for vendors. And they can click that, and we'll get a message and then reach out to them, get everything set up.
Okay, perfect. Volunteers, I'm sure it takes a boatload of volunteers to, no pun intended, boatload of volunteers to make this happen. So talk to me about that.
Yeah, we can always use volunteers. We usually get a good number of military that come in that kind of do our heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
But we can always use teenagers if they need some volunteer hours. If we need any groups and organizations that just want to give back for a few hours. I mean, we'll need volunteers starting 6 a.m. until 5 p.m. So anything anybody wants to do, we can always use volunteers.
Okay, perfect. And how do people sign up for that?
Same thing. On the website, there's a link for volunteers.
Okay.
PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com.
So you mentioned it's free to the public. Mm-hmm. If people want to get a good view of the races happening, where do they go for that? Is there a good place to park it and take in the view?
So the parking can be a challenge in East Hill, so we encourage people to carpool, but it is just at Bayview Park where the boat ramp is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have bleachers set up there, and it's just a quick jaunt down the bayou with typically heats of three boats racing. Mm-hmm. And get out early, wear your sunscreen. If you're in the neighborhood, consider walking or riding your bike, just because, again, parking can be an issue in East Hill.
Okay. Here's a question. So what is the minimum age to participate?
On a boat? Like, to actually boat? You would need to be 16 on a boat.
Okay.
Yeah. Should be. Yeah, 16.
16. Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, 14 and up can volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
But to be on the boat, you would need to be 16.
Okay. How about volunteers? Is there an age limit for volunteers as well?
We would say 14 and up, just so we can make sure we can keep them corralled.
Okay.
And on a job.
Sounds good. Equipment. So talk to me about the equipment that's provided to the people that are racing.
Everything is provided. So the life vest, the paddles, the boat, all of that. They don't need to come with anything. We have everything there with our dragon boat crews. I would suggest sunscreen, a hat, shoes that you can...
They have, so when we're talking about Crocs, they say you put them in sports mode. You got to pull that little heel part in the back. They don't want any kind of flip-flops or loose sandals.
Yeah.
They've got to be strapped in sandals.
Yeah. So a lot of people wear either the water shoes, the sport mode Crocs, or just, tennis shoes. They don't mind getting wet. Something that you can grip on the foot area with.
Some people like to bring gloves as well because you can get that fiberglass from the paddles in your hand. And you can bring your own life jacket if you prefer, but they are provided.
Okay, sounds good. Jennifer and Stacy from the Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival are our guests today. We'll be back right after this.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Join Ballet Pensacola Thursday on Pep Talk at 9 a.m. They're kicking off the highly anticipated season opener of Cinderella. Pensacola Ballet performs this classic story with exquisite choreography from artistic director Stefano Candreva. Cinderella is for all ages. Performances are October the 11th through the 13th and the 18th through the 20th at the Pensacola Cultural Center.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You've got a Pepto predicament, moviegoer.
Hey, I can hear your stomach grumbling.
Sorry, I ate that entire tub of popcorn with extra butter. You overdid it, and now your movie has turned into a blockbuster bellyache. Undo it with Pepto.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto chewables provide fast 5-symptom relief, so you can focus on the action on the big screen instead of in your stomach. When you overdo it, undo it with Pepto. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Jennifer and Stacy from the Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival. One more time, time, date, and location of the festival.
So the festival is Saturday, October 12th. Opening ceremonies will kick off about 8-ish. First race will start about 9. And the races go all day in heats of 3 with one break from 12 to 1 so everybody can eat lunch. And then we keep going until we have a winner.
Okay, perfect. So for those teams that are participating, is there anything that they need to know safety-wise, safety rules or anything like that that they're going to be given?
They will be given safety rules. There are definite commands that happen in a dragon boat, and they'll get their first experience with that during their practice. But as they get in the boat, they'll go over that again. Everyone has to wear a life jacket. So they don't mess around with safety in this festival. Everyone will be perfectly safe and will know what's going on.
Awesome. Is there any special gear for them to wear in terms of being comfortable while they do that? Should they wear a swimsuit in case they capsize?
We've actually only had that happen one time, and that was in the very, very beginning.
I would think that would take a lot.
Yeah, it's a heavy boat. No, just wear something comfortable. Most people wear like athletic tank top. A lot of people have team shirts, so they'll do team shirts, whether it's a dry fit or a t-shirt, shorts, and then, you know, your shoes to protect your feet. But that's comfort so you can row is probably the key.
Okay, perfect. So if people want to support the cause, but they're not necessarily jumping into a boat, how can they make a donation?
They can make a donation at PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com, or they could go to the Escambia County School Foundation website and make a donation there, or Gulf Coast Kids House.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Well, once again, Jennifer and Stacy, Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival, thank you for being our guests today.
Thank you.